Here we go. It's Holy Thursday, one of the great 3 days of the three-day liturgical system called the Paschal Triduum. So that's today, Holy Thursday, with the institution of the Eucharist and the ministerial priesthood. Tomorrow, where we have Jesus, the reality of Christ, dying for us in a bloody manner. And tomorrow, the descent into hell. He descended into hell. It's part of the Apostles' Creed. And then that ends in, like, when the sun goes down and night starts, that's when technically Easter begins, because it doesn't begin on Easter morning. It begins on Easter Vigil, the night before. And that's actually very fitting, because it seems Christ probably did, you know, even though it's not super required to do it that way, it seems he did rise during the night or the early morning. All right, we'll combine, as usual, let's start with the office of readings and we'll combine them. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Jesus Christ has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Jesus Christ has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Jesus Christ has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Jesus Christ has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Jesus Christ has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. This is going to be a very fitting one, I think, to match our own sentiments of our heart. For Antiphon, I am consumed with zeal for your house. Or I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Or they offered him a mixture of wine and gall. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of armies. Let those who not seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. I just thank you, Lord, for all the success we've had in online ministry, especially my online apostolate. I know it's a great responsibility, even if people don't seem to take me seriously sometimes or they reject the message. I thank you because I know I am your ambassador and I'm touching so many people's lives. Blessed Carlos Acutis. Blessed Carlo Acutis, St. Paul, pray for us. Help us this Holy Thursday, Holy Spirit, to spend the day in quiet and so be saved by this event of the Paschal Mystery. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Mother of Recollection, Mother of Peace, Mary of Nazareth, exalted at God's right, and save us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You are exalted with your Son, Jesus Christ. I am consumed with zeal for your house. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Seek the Lord, and you will live. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. A gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the walls of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, we pray for God's salvation to touch us and save us and guide us into new habits and new ways of life and thinking. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Seek the Lord, and you will live. Our lesson for today is very apropos, and it's from the letter to the Hebrews. Again, I said we'd jump back and get those earlier chapters of Hebrews that we skipped, and now they're coming back to us. This is chapter 4, 14 through 5, 10. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself, is the verse. Jesus, the great high priest, is the caption. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor, and to find help in the time of need. Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with erring sinners, for he himself is beset by weaknesses. by weakness, and so must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. One does not take this honor on his own initiative, but only when called by God, as Aaron was. Even Christ did not glorify himself with the office of high priest. He received it from the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to God, who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Responsory prayer. Though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through what he suffered. And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life. In the days of his earthly life, he prayed, crying aloud, and he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard. And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life. Our reading from tradition takes this up, this lesson, and it's an Easter homily by Saint, I always struggle with his name, Metelio of Tarsus, Bishop. The Lamb that was slain has delivered us from death and given us life. And anyway, Saint Metelio, he's a very early writer, pre-Nicaea, way at the very beginning with Tertullian and the others in the 100s to 200s AD. The Lamb that was slain has delivered us from death and given us life. There was much proclaimed by the prophets about the mystery of the Passover. That mystery is Christ, and to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. For the sake of suffering humanity, he came down from heaven to earth, clothed himself in that humanity in the Virgin's womb, and was born a man. Having then a body capable of suffering, he took the pain of fallen man upon himself. He triumphed over the diseases of the soul and body that were its cause, and by his spirit, which was incapable of dying, he dealt man's destroyer, death, a fatal blow. He was led forth like a lamb. He was slaughtered like a sheep. He ransomed us from our servitude to the world, as he ransomed Israel from the land of Egypt. He freed us from our slavery to the devil, as he has freed Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. He sealed our souls with his own spirit, and the members of our body with his own blood. He is the one who covered death with shame and cast the devil into mourning, as Moses cast Pharaoh into mourning. He is the one who smote sin and robbed iniquity of offspring, as Moses robbed the Egyptians of their offspring. He is the one who brought us out of slavery into freedom, out of darkness into light, out of death into life, out of tyranny into an eternal kingdom. Who made us a new priesthood, a people chosen to be his own forever. He is the Passover that is our salvation. It is he who endured every kind of suffering in all those who foreshadowed him. In Abel he was slain, in Isaac bound, in Jacob exiled, in Joseph sold, in Moses exposed to die. He was sacrificed in the Passover lamb, persecuted in David, dishonored in the prophets. It is he who was made man of the Virgin, he who was hung on the tree, and it is he who was buried in the earth, raised from the dead and taken up to the heights of heaven. He is the mute lamb, the slain lamb, the lamb born of Mary, the fair ewe. He was seized from the flock, dragged off to be slaughtered, sacrificed in the evening, buried at night. On the tree no bone of his was broken. In the earth his body knew no decay. He is the one who rose from the dead and who raised man from the depths of the tomb. Responsory prayer. Everyone has sinned and is deprived of God's glory. We are justified through the free gift of His grace and through the redemption of Christ Jesus. God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers. Now let's have a liturgy of the word from the Chrism Mass, and we'll also do a few sequences of things that are in the Chrism Mass prayers. O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. The caption is, the Lord anointed me and sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly and give them oil of gladness. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord, and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those who mourn in Zion a diamond end instead of ashes, to give them oil of gladness in place of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of a listless spirit. You yourselves shall be named priests of the Lord, ministers of our God you shall be called. I will give them their recompense faithfully. A lasting covenant I will make with them. Their descendants shall be renowned among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them as a race the Lord has blessed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalms, we're going to pray this very short part of Psalm 89. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord is the antiphon. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may always be with him, and that my arm may make him strong. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall save me. You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. I will sing forever the goodness of the Lord. Christ has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, is the caption. A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Grace to you and peace from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The verse before the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 4. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Pretty amazing series of readings centering on the theme of priesthood, both ours and the special priesthood of the shepherds and rulers of the church. So let's see what else we have just before we finish off. If you can go to ibreviary.com or something and look up the Chrism Mass, it's really very enriching for you, I think, to at least once in your life go over all the prayers and reflect on what is the bishop or the priest actually saying during the Chrism Mass. What are the priests saying when they renew their seven priestly promises? So I'm just going to read you the special prayer that the priest prays, called the Preface during the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And it's a very special one for the ministry of priests today. "It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you made your only begotten Son, High Priest of the new and eternal covenant, and by your wondrous design, were pleased to decree that his one priesthood should continue in the Church. For Christ not only adorns with a royal priesthood the people he has made his own, but with a brother's kindness he also chooses men to become sharers in his sacred ministry through the laying on of hands. They are to renew in his name the sacrifice of human redemption, to set before your children the paschal banquet, to lead your holy people in charity, to nourish them with the word and strengthen them with the sacraments. As they give up their lives for you and for the salvation of their brothers and sisters, they strive to be conformed to the image of Christ himself and offer you a constant witness of faith and love. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, then they have the holy, holy, holy." Finally, let us also just take a moment to read the priestly renewal of priestly promises. "Beloved sons," the bishop says, "on the anniversary of that day when Christ our Lord conferred his priesthood on his apostles and on us, are you resolved to renew in the presence of your bishop and God's holy people the promises you once made?" And the priests all together respond, "I am." "Are you resolved to be more united with the Lord Jesus and more closely conformed to him, denying yourselves and confirming those promises about sacred duties toward Christ's church, which, prompted by love of him, you willingly and joyfully pledged on the day of your priestly ordination?" And the priest's response is, "I am." "Are you resolved to be faithful stewards of the mysteries of God in the Holy Eucharist and the other liturgical rites, and to faithfully discharge the sacred office of teaching, following Christ, the head and shepherd, not seeking any gain, but moved only by zeal for souls?" "I am." Then, turning toward the people, the bishop will continue, "As for you, dearest sons and daughters, pray for your priests, that the Lord may pour out his gifts abundantly upon them and keep them faithful as ministers of Christ, the High Priest, so that they may lead you to him who is the source of salvation." And the people respond, "Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. And pray also for me, that I may be faithful to the apostolic office entrusted to me in my lowliness, and that in your midst I may day by day be made more a living and more perfect image of Christ, the priest, the good shepherd, the teacher and servant of all." And I thought there would be listed there, but there's actually seven priestly promises that are meant to kind of encapsulate the key things that the priest is called to do. Any case, let's wrap it up. think we have a few minutes, so we can read a little bit more about the Lord's Prayer and do a little reflection there. The sanctification of His name among the nations depends inseparably on our life and on our prayer, and this is again, unhallowed be thy name. We ask God to hallow His name, which by His own holiness saves and makes holy all creation. It is this name that gives salvation to a lost world, but we ask that this name of God should be hallowed in us through our actions. For God's name is blessed when we live well, but is blasphemed when we live wickedly. As the Apostle says, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. We ask then that just as the name of God is holy, so we may obtain His holiness in our souls. That's a quote from St. Peter Chrysologus. And it says another quote, when we say, hallowed be thy name, we ask that it should be hallowed in us who are always in Him, but also in others whom God's grace still awaits, that we may obey the precept that obliges us to pray for everyone, even our enemies. That is why we do not say expressly, hallowed be thy name in us, for we ask that it be so in all men. And that one is a quote from Tertullian. This petition, the Church says, embodies all the others. Like the six petitions that follow, it is fulfilled by the prayer of Christ. Prayer to our Father is our prayer, if it is prayed in the name of Jesus. In His priestly prayer, Jesus asks, Holy Father, protect in Your name those whom You have given Me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Just the collect prayer, and then we're signing off. O God, who anointed Your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit, and made Him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in His consecration, we may bear witness to Your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces right after we pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which I was so excited about the liturgy for today. It was something I totally forgot about until just now. Let us pray that the use of the new technologies will not replace human relationships, will respect the dignity of the person, and will help us face the crises of our time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for a soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dana's signing off. I'll try to come back later, because we actually have an abundance of liturgies and prayers on these holiest days of the holiest week of the year.